A Dalit Christian rights case goes before India's High Court. Ministry comes on wings of hope in Tanzania, and a rice mill revives a Nicaraguan village. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Dalit Christian rights case went before the High Court of India yesterday. It's testing the constitutionality of a law that takes away affirmative action rights of Dalits when they convert to Christianity. Dalits are fed up with abuses by Hindus, and they're turning to Christ by the thousands. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says Hindu nationalists' unprecedented violence against Christians may be in reaction to that and the court case.
To send a signal, a message of Supreme Court saying that if you side with the Christians, then there will be more problems and unrest in the country.
Yohannan has never seen so much violence and says GFA is preparing its students.
It is a sorrow, I will tell you. We are teaching our missionaries and our students right now in our 54 Bible colleges, prepare yourself to lay down your life for Christ's sake. I do not see this persecution is going to slow down.
Prayer for protection and boldness is needed. Next, converts to Christianity lead dangerous lives and must keep their faith a secret to avoid persecution in Afghanistan. Abdul Rahman is one example, and that's why Cure International is preaching the gospel at all times using words when necessary, says the organization's founder and CEO, Dr. Scott Harrison. Cure has established hospitals there and is treating disabled children, which is their open door.
The disabled child has been neglected. And there's about 350 million of these children around the world. 140 million, roughly, are the number who can be cured. And so we feel that this is an unreached people group that we can reach.
While providing medical care in 9 countries is important to Cure, so is the gospel, Harrison says.
50% of what we do is the medical care, and 50% of what we do is the spiritual ministry. And we work very hard to keep those two things evenly balanced.
Financial and personnel needs are great. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. With a tenth of Tanzania's population facing famine, Mission Aviation Fellowship is involved in maize flights for the starving people in isolated villages. Due to the overwhelming needs, MAF teams will be a regular part of the relief effort over the next 5 months. MAF planes have been serving countless thousands of men, women, and children, bringing medical care, emergency food, and Christian hope, serving as the air arm of the church. Meanwhile, Nicaragua's government says recovery from Hurricane Stan is underway, but refugees are still living in shelters after the storm swept everything away in late 2005. Operation Blessing's Kristen Vischer says they're helping in a town called La Barra.
Operation Blessing began providing disaster relief in the form of food, medical supplies, and clothing to the townspeople and families in need. Their main source of income were their rice fields. Partnering with the Peace and Hope Trust, we focused our primary efforts on rebuilding the village's economy and food supply by constructing a 400-square-foot rice mill.
Fisher says outreach followed.
If there are questions of why use Operation Blessing helping us, we tell them because it's the love of God, and we want to make sure that you're taken care of. Pray that the rice crop actually has a good harvest and that these people's hearts will be turned towards the Lord.
And Wycliffe Associates is asking prayer for their Latin American team. The workers in translation, literacy, and scripture use are attending a 9-month linguistics course being held in the International Course of Linguistics, Translation, and Literacy Facilities at Ricardo Palma University in Lima, Peru. Interest is running high. The course only had capacity for 15 of the 40 students who applied. Pray that they'll learn valuable information and skills to help them in their work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.